minutes from our AGM in 2020, which is October 2020. It was just a simple one page. There was no actions as such. Can anyone with a very good memory endorse our minutes from last year?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's Jean. Give me a moment. Put this down. And we need a seconder.
I'll second it, although I can't remember.
Thank you, Elaine. And there are no matters arising, so that's out. Right, at this point, I need to stand down as chair and let John take the chair. So at the moment, I'm chair, Lorraine is vice chair, Elaine is secretary, Jean is treasurer. So those are the official positions. And we have some other functions that we undertake as well. So we can maybe have a little talk through those as well. But I stand down just now and I let John take the chair.
Okay, thanks, Victor. Yep, all positions are now declared vacant and we need a nomination from the community councillors for the chair for the next 12 months. Does anybody wish to make a nomination?
Yes,
I propose nominate Victor.
Hang on. Jean Duff first.
I think it's unanimous.
No. Let's go through the process. Jean?
Yeah.
Are you nominating Victor?
I'm nominating Victor, yep.
Okay. And did somebody to second Victor?
I'll second it.
Okay, Val, thank you. Are you happy to accept the nomination, Victor?
I'm happy to accept, yeah.
Okay, are there any other nominations then? Don't get knocked down in the rush. Okay, fine. Okay, Victor, that's you reappointed this chair. Congratulations for the coming year. Could I have a nomination for vice chair, please?
Lorraine.
Elaine is nominating.
No. Yeah.
Is that right? Sorry, Elaine, were you nominating?
Lorraine.
Okay. Is there somebody to second that nomination?
Karen will.
Yep.
Karen, okay, thank you. Lorraine, you happy to accept
yes.
that?
Yep.
Okay. Is there any other nominations for the post of vice chair? No. Okay. Congratulations, Lorraine. That's you back in the vice chair. Okay. Secretary, is there a nomination for secretary, please?
Elaine,
okay. Anybody want to second that?
Yeah.
Jean, thank you. Elaine, are you happy to take up the post of secretary?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other nominations for the post of secretary? Nope. Okay, thank you. Congratulations, Elaine. And finally, is there a nomination for the post of treasurer?
Jean.
Val, same. Jean. Okay. Aye, aye. And is there a seconder?
Yep. I'll second that.
Okay. Jean, you happy to accept that nomination?
Yep.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for the post of treasurer? No. Okay. That's fine. Thank you very much. That fills the main posts, Victor. I'll just hand back to you then as the ongoing chair. And you can fill any other post that you want from the membership then. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, John. Thank you, everybody, for that. So we have the same team returned. I'm not sure we do. So Lorraine, you represent us on Griffin Kelly Acker. Are you happy to keep going with that?
Yeah, I'm more than happy to do that if everybody's happy with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the main one. We have various people delegated other functions. Val, you are helping us with this little power station thing. You're happy just to keep going with that? Karen, you're helping us with this recording project for Aberfeldy and the pandemic. You're happy just to keep going with that?
Yep, and I even have an update this time.
Okay, so we'll pick that up in the main meeting.
Perfect.
I don't think there's any other functions we need to fill, is there?
There was a committee thing that Mary was doing, the thing I was meant to do with the funding applications for something once a year.
Yeah, thank you, Karen. Are you happy to keep going with that, Mary?
Well, I think it's finished, actually. Isn't it, John?
It's a one-off thing. It's been done for this year, so there'll be another round in 22 some point. Yeah, you can fill it whoever you like nearer the time, I would suggest.
So we'll leave Mary as a default on that one for now. I don't think there's anything else, is there? I did a little chairman's report. I don't know if you want me to read it out or I'll read it out. It'll just take a minute. It's only 3/4 of a page. So the past year has been dominated by the pandemic again. But Aberfeldy has been a good place to be. People have adjusted well. And while we have to wear face masks and sanitize hands and get ourselves tested, we've got into a new routine that seems to be okay for most of the time. The vaccinations have transformed things for people, and we are grateful for that. Of course, there have been times when businesses have been closed and the school disrupted. And even now, when things are opened up again, we know that some people are struggling to recruit. And COVID contacts can close down a business at short notice for a period of time. But Aberfeldy has been busy for most of the spring and summer. COVID cases here are generally being very low. Beyond this, the community council members have been involved in the usual list of various functions. Lorraine has been our main contact on the Griffin Kelly Acker Fund. Pat Spicer has continued to coordinate initiatives through the road safety group, including the 20 mile an hour trial, which seems to have had a positive effect in slowing traffic speeds within the town, albeit by a modest amount. Community Warden Norma Carr has continued her good work in investigating and being first point of contact for many issues within the town. Looking forwards, a wider range of issues appear to be looming. There is a need to look at housing in Aberfeldy. We need to investigate provision for a new graveyard. PKC are consulting on toilet provision at the moment. The Aberfeldy Sports Club have ambitious plans for a shared pavilion in the town. Mary McDougall is helping us develop a no-mow, no-spray initiative. These are all big things in different ways, and we will have to try and make sure that they can all go forwards. I would like to thank everyone who has helped us and contributed to our meetings over the past year or so, all of which have been held by Zoom. Hopefully we will get back to proper meetings in the town hall in 2022. If you are interested in joining the community council, do get in touch. So that's my short, simple report. I don't know if anyone else has got anything to they want to raise on the year gone by?
Just a lot of people are really pleased about the way you put the reports up, Victor. They find it very informative and are really, really pleased. I've heard a lot of people say it and they just want to say thank you for doing it.
Yeah, thank you, Val.
It helps everybody. But I mean, it's not just me, but everybody says it. Mm-hmm. You know, without you, they wouldn't know the figures. So they're very grateful.
I'm quite happy to keep doing that. So
it's part of
my daily routine now. I've cut the reports back to one or two a week, but that's plenty just to keep things in the loop.
That's very, very much appreciated.
Thank you, Val. Okay, Treasurer's report.
Not a lot. I think I give most of you that balance sheet. I've had it all audited by Jean Mowbray, so I've now sent it away to Christine Grant to get the grant money back.
So remind us about the main figures, Jean.
Up-to-date figures is we're still holding that money for the warden, 15,000. I must speak to Pat about getting rid of this speeding money, £20.87. We've still got £4,269.84 in micro grant money, and we've got £419.98 of our money. But the books are all audited.
Okay, so the community councillors have all seen a copy of the accounts. So we need a proposer and a seconder for those.
I'll propose.
Thank you, Lorraine.
I'll second.
Thank you, Elaine.
John, I'll send you, I'll put a copy up to you at the weekend.
So the only thing that's different about the accounts just now is usually about this time of year, we have spent all our microgrant money. So we've still got quite a bit sitting in our account. So that's unusual at this time of year. But obviously we had double spend last year with COVID. I think we spent over £11,000. We seem to use up most of the demand last year. But it's good to have the money in the bank account, and that allows us to hit the ground running at the start of next year.
We've got quite a lot of applications to look at tonight, Victor, so I imagine quite a chunk of that might go.
Okay, thank you, Lorraine. Is there any questions on the accounts? Right, I'll forward a copy of my report with the minutes of the meeting so people can see that. So AOCB for the AGM.